Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's pretend like we're hearing music from the Nutcracker and bring into the conversation Ashley Weeder. Ashley is the artistic director for the Joffrey Ballet's production of the Nutcracker, which has just opened at the Auditorium Theater. You've heard of these technical snafus, Ashley, haven't you, through the years?
Good morning, Dean. Yes, I have.
Hopefully you guys don't have those when you're putting on your live theater and the Nutcracker, but sometimes the computers just don't want to operate the way that we want them to. Congratulations now on this second season of this newly imagined version of the Nutcracker. Here in the Chicago area, which has become one of the quintessential holiday productions in the Chicago area.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I have to say, the production is choreographed by Christopher Wilden, who also directed it. And we set it in Chicago 6 months before the opening of the World's Fair in 1893. And it has just been an incredible success, both last year and already we're now three performances in, and the audiences are absolutely loving it and standing ovations, and the company's dancing really, really well.
Explain, the concept of setting it during the Columbian Exposition here in Chicago and what that means and what people are going to see when they come to see the production.
Well, we rewrote the story of the Nutcracker, and I think that the wonderful children's author, Brian Selznick, who most people probably would know from the film Hugo, he wrote the book for Hugo, he wrote the story about a single mother with two children. She was a sculptor working on the World's Fair, and the Drosselmeyer, or the impresario, as we call him, is kind of the Daniel Burnham of Chicago, the man responsible for the architecture of the fair. And so really what it's about is how this young girl, Marie, her dream is not for more and more candy and more gifts, but her dream is really to go to the World's Fair, and she's looking for a complete family. And what we find at the end of the ballet is this dream that she really wants comes to fruition, and it comes true that she has a real family.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the working parts of the show. I know, I think I read that you have something like 90 dancers joining the full Joffrey company for this
huge
show. And tell me about some of the moving parts to put all of this together.
It is the entire company, every performance. Plus, we have 40 extra children from our academy and around Chicagoland. And we also have our training and studio company. So it is the cast of hundreds. And it's an amazingly technical show, talking about your technical glitches. The projections for the performance are by 59 productions. And I think what they do is that they are able to kind of take us on a continuing journey. So it's very much dance and theater and film that all comes together and tells a really compelling version of the Nutcracker. It's kind of amazing to hear adults and children alike be so swept up in the visual aspect of the Nutcracker.
Yeah, talk to me a little about the history of the Nutcracker with the Joffrey Ballet. How many years is this now that you've been presenting this?
The first production that Robert Joffrey ever choreographed was in 1987, of which I was one of the original members.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And so we have been doing the Nutcracker ever since 1987, every single year. And then 2 years ago, we realized that we needed to kind of have to remake a new production. And I cannot think of a better person in the dance world today than Christopher Wilden, who I think a lot of people in Chicago got to see his American in Paris,
right,
which has been a huge success for him. So to have him come and create a whole new idea and to have it be realized in such a beautiful way has been kind of a gift to the city of Chicago. And I think most people feel that it is the new classic for Christmas time.
Yeah, I think it's very definitely one of the quintessential shows that you must see. You know, the perfect for the whole family for holiday time. And to perform it on the amazing stage of the Auditorium Theater, Ashley, has to be equally magnificent for the performers, I would think.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, the Auditorium was very closely associated with the World's Fair. And so there is a design element within the stage that reflects the Auditorium. So it's fantastic. It's a really, you know, great stage to showcase the production and the company.
It is playing until December the 30th at the Auditorium. You can get information and tickets at the Auditorium box office at the lobby of Joffrey Tower, 10 East Randolph Street downtown, joffrey.org or 312-386-8905. Ashley Wheater, the artistic director, thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays to you, Ashley. Thank you.
Thank you, and a very happy holiday to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. And while this is the quintessential version of the Nutcracker, there are plenty of alternative versions that are being produced in Chicago. We'll talk about one of those coming up next. Well, as we were talking about on the show last week, the two most frequently performed holiday productions every year have to be A Christmas Carol and also The Nutcracker Suite. I'm just talking about the production, which is now at the Auditorium Theater, the Joffrey Ballet's production. But there are so many other alternative versions. If you check listings, you'll find many of them. One of the ones that I found most interesting is the one that's being put on by the Hyde Park School of Dance. Their founder and artistic director is August Tai, who joins us on the phone. August, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Very nice to have you on with us today. And your production really sounds so interesting to me because it incorporates not just ballet, but lots of different styles of dance and music, and lots of young people performing in it as well.
Yes. We teach a lot of different styles at our school, so we have a very robust ballet program, but we also have a very strong modern dance program and a growing hip-hop and jazz program. And over the years, you know, a lot of kids would say, well, do I have to take ballet to audition for the Nutcracker? And I thought, you know, let's figure this out. Let's make this Nutcracker work for all of our students. So we have parts in the show that are great for the modern dancers, and our new hip-hop battle theme for our mouse versus soldier confrontation. So that's been a new thing, and it's been really fun to be able to open it up to the whole school to perform and audition.
Yeah, somebody was asking me the other day that they want to take their kids to see Nutcracker, but you know, they don't think that their kids would be able to sit through a long ballet. Did I know of something that was you know, a little more you know, speaks to you know, that generation? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I do know about one. With the Hyde Park School. Tell me a little bit about what it is that you do at Hyde Park School of Dance.
Well, Hyde Park School of Dance is a not-for-profit dance school with a very robust scholarship program, because we want to make sure dance is accessible and affordable to all young people and adults alike who would like to study and perform and create dance at the highest levels of discipline and artistry. So we're trying to be very accessible. We're in our 24th year, so next year we'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary. And our scholarship program supports about 11% of our dancers. But going back to the family-friendly version of the Nutcracker, it's a 75-minute production.
Gotta love that.
So, yeah, and it's narrated. So young people can kind of understand what's going on. And there's no intermission, so you're in and out in 75 minutes, and you're seeing most of the highlights of the traditional Nutcracker.
No, it's a great, you know, if nothing else, a great introduction, you know, for kids to be exposed to this so they can, you know, explore on their own and learn other versions later on.
Yes, and they'll be seeing dancers their age on stage because our dancers are ages 4 through adult. So there's all levels and ages of dancers performing.
Did I read correctly that in your show there are 175 dancers performing?
Yeah, I think this year we've updated to 229 dancers.
Wow.
Yeah, my statistics here, yes. It's pretty amazing. And, well, one of our philosophies is for this show, we don't turn away dancers who audition. So no matter what, we find a spot for them in the show. And so they all get cast. And we do some cast A and cast B because it is getting challenging to get that many people on stage at once. But they all get a part.
But everyone gets to participate. That sounds great. This is going to be performed December 8th, 9th, and 10th at Mandel Hall in at the University of Chicago in Hyde Park, right?
Yes.
And if people want to get more information about Hyde Park School of Dance or about your production, what are the best ways to do that?
The best way to get in touch with us is our phone number, which is 773-493-8498, or look us up on the web, HydeParkDance.org, and you'll find all of our contact information there.
HydeParkDance.org or 773-493-8498. August Tai is the founder and also the artistic director, and I wish you happy holidays. Thank you so much
for
putting together such a great show.